News. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says one of the two National Guard members shot near the White House Wednesday has died.
Sarah Beckstrom of West Virginia.
The other wounded guardsman, 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf.
He's in very bad shape. He's fighting for his life, and hopefully we'll get better news with respect to him.
The alleged shooter, identified as an Afghan national who had worked in a CIA-backed Afghan army unit before entering the U.S. in 2021. Jennifer King reports.
The shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. is throwing a spotlight on Operation Allies Welcome, a program that brought around 76,000 Afghans to the United States after the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Sources say the suspect was granted asylum in April after serving in an Afghan army unit that worked with the CIA in Kandahar. Sean Van Diver, president of Afghan EVAC, a group working to get Afghans who helped the U.S. out of the country, says one individual's actions shouldn't reflect on all Afghan refugees or be leveraged as a political ploy. But some say they were not properly vetted in the resettlement process. In a post on social media Wednesday night, President Trump reiterated his goal to rescreen every Afghan who entered the country under the program.
We must take all necessary measures to ensure the removal of any alien from any country who does not belong here or add benefit to our country. If they can't love our country, we don't want them.
Jennifer King, Washington.
In Hong Kong, at least 94 people now confirmed dead after firefighters battled burning apartment towers for a second day. UPS says its fleet of planes, grounded after a deadly crash, is expected to miss the peak holiday season due to inspections and possible repairs. Snow piling up in the Great Lakes region. Marquette, Michigan's gotten more than 15 inches. One location in Wisconsin reported 33. And in the NFL's Thanksgiving Day games, the Packers beat the Lions and the Cowboys topped the Chiefs. This is AP News. Black Friday's here, but Karen Chamas is eyeing an item almost certainly not at a bargain price.
Rare Fabergé egg, crafted for Russia's ruling family before the revolution, is going up for auction. Christie's Auction House in London says the winter egg is valued at more than $26 million. It's one of only seven such eggs remaining in private hands. The egg is made from rock crystal with a snowflake motif of platinum and 4,500 tiny diamonds. It opens to reveal a basket of jeweled quartz flowers. The egg was commissioned by Tsar Nicholas II in 1913 as a present for his mother. It changed hands several times and was believed lost until it was auctioned in 1994. Now it's expected to surpass the record $18.5 million paid for another Fabergé egg. Karen Chamas, London.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.